Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ certainly is wonderful, and it is His love that lifts us out of sin. And then, God often gives us the love of parents and home, and sometimes the love of a husband or wife. And this is a book that I never have mentioned on the air on the Children's Bible Club, but it just occurred to me that there may be some young teenager or other young lady that would just genuinely be interested in Aunt Carolyn's book for girls and young ladies entitled, And He Loved Her. Well, for instance, there's a little phrase in it like this. Of course you want a husband. Your grandmother had one. Your mother had one. Why, it's become a family tradition. And who are you to break family tradition? So there's fun and humor sprinkled throughout the book, but there's also some serious helps from the Word of God for finding the right kind of husband and having the right kind of home. And so, if you'd be interested in knowing about it, I'd be glad to send you the little Bible Club brochure, which tells Aunt Carolyn's other books, but also has this book, And He Loved Her, listed in it. And if you'd like to have a brochure so that you could order some of these things, I'd be glad to send you one. Just write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And ask for information about the girl's book, and he loved her. I know you would be delighted. And now we look forward to the choir's song, What Did He Do? Weeks with how much fun she'd have at camp. But as far as she was concerned, there was no such thing as fun. A-OK indeed. Betsy was miserable. Her thoughts were steaming. Sure, she'd been swimming at camp. So what? She had a pool in her own backyard at home. She'd been horseback riding. Well, what was so great about that? She could ride horses any weekend she wanted to at Grandpa's farm. And crafts? She could have bought crafts and prepared them in the comfort of her own air-conditioned room at home, away from the heat and sun and all these old crummy kids. That was it. What really bugged her were these crummy kids. Oh, they were nice and clean, all right. In fact, everyone around seemed to think they were great, spieling off Bible memory verses like computers, and singing choruses and hymns, and reading their Bibles like elevated saints, and cooperating with counselors like soldiers, acting as if they loved every minute of it. It made Betsy absolutely sick. What ailed these kooks anyway? Whatever it was, she wanted no part of it. She would abide by their dumb old rules if she must. She'd signed a statement agreeing to do so, but she hadn't agreed to smile or look happy or act satisfied. Whatever Betsy was, she was not and would not be a fake. Contests, swim meets, ball games, nature hikes, delicious food. For Betsy, all the pluses of camp were neutralized by devotions and chapels and singspirations and testimony meetings and preaching services. The counselor said there really weren't as many as Betsy thought, but to Betsy they seemed endless, non-stop, every hour on the hour around the clock. If Mother ever comes to get me, if she ever comes to take me home, you'll never get me back to a place like this again, Betsy blurted it out bitterly. Well, it's not that bad, is it? Answered the counselor. I like it myself. I came as a camper 2 or 3 years, and now that I'm in a Christian college, I get to come work as a counselor. I wouldn't miss the fun. Fun? You must be sick. But so is everybody else around here. Well, everybody's entitled to an opinion, but I thought we had a pretty healthy crew myself. Everybody's alike. You're all one way, and you expect everybody to be like you or you think they're wrong. No, Betsy, we don't expect everyone to be like us, but we do want everyone to believe the truth of God's Word. We do want everyone to be saved by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's just what I mean. Talk about clones. We studied about them in school, and there are all sorts of stories and films about them these days. But that's just what you Christians want to do. Christians would like to make everyone in the world like themselves. That's interesting that you should think that, Betty. You're sensing the desire of every true Christian, even as Paul said before King Agrippa, I would to God not only that thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Well, I'll be. For everything I say, somebody has a Bible answer. Bible, Bible, Bible. Well, Betsy, that's it. God's word is everything. Man's opinions are of little value, but God's precepts and commands are all important. But I have a right to do what I want. I have a right to choose my own way, Betty insisted. Yes, Betsy, indeed you do. Man was created by God and in the image of God and has a free will to make choices. But he must realize that he must accept the consequences of his choices. Jesus said, I'm the way. No man but cometh to the Father but by me. According to his own word, Jesus is the only way of salvation. And the wages of sin is death. Man must accept truth or face the consequences. But why, Betsy pressed, why does everything always have to be God's way? Simply because he is God. Yet it's wonderful that even though we've sinned against him, God sent his only begotten Son and provided a way of salvation for lost sinful man. It would be the height of ingratitude and pride for anybody to reject that grace and love. I never thought of it just like that. Betsy slumped on her bunk. I never thought of it like that. Do you really mean I'm a sinner? Oh, yes, Betsy. And if you think about it, you know it too. You were born with a sinful nature, and from that sinful heart comes all kinds of things. Even this resentment against God and the Bible and the Christians here at camp are an evidence of sin and self-will. But that's biblical, too. Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Betsy sat stunned. Yes, she was a sinner. Yes, she needed to be saved. The admission came slowly, and so did the tears, but the conviction was real. And at last, there by her bunk, she bowed her head and asked Jesus to forgive her sins, and she surrendered her stubborn will to him. That night at the campfire, singing seemed to have a special ring, and the testimonies for the first time made sense. And pretty soon Betsy found herself standing and thanking the Lord openly for saving her that day. Oh, now she wanted nothing more than to be like Jesus. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Have you yielded your will to him so that you can please and honor and obey him?
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.